Okay, we're starting today on Vava Mubed at the Mishnah. Karu et haMegillah be'echab ba'adar, v'nit ebra hashana. What happens if you read the Megillah on Adar Rishon? Because we know halacha lamasa, which we'll get to later, but halacha lamasa, we're going to see there aren't, not everybody agrees. You do Kriyat Megillah, and there's not everyone agrees in the Gemara here, but you do the Gemara, the Megillah in Adar Sheni. So the Mishnah says, what if you read the Megillah in Adar Rishon, and then they decided to do the Yibor Shana, right? Because usually they would do it around Adar time. Some people say you have to do it before Purim. From here you see the Mishnah didn't necessarily hold that way. And if there became a leap year after that, Korino Taba Adar Sheni. So then you have to read it again in Adar Sheni. Ein ben Adar HaRishon LaAdar HaSheni, Ela Kriyat HaMegillah Matanot LaAvyonim. There's no difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, except for Kriyat Megillah Matanot LaAvyonim. Now you might say, so what doesn't it include? Suda and Mishloach Manot. That's not the intent of the Mishnah. Okay? The Mishnah, we're going to see later from the Gemara, that the Mishnah wasn't talking at all about Matanot LaAvyonim and Suda. They were talking about, number one, Hesped and Ta'anit, meaning Hesped and Ta'anit, which we do nowadays. There's Purim Katan, right? There's no Tachanun on those days. Those days are Nohegan Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. And then some people say maybe it's also coming to exclude the Arba Parshiot, that if you did them in Adar Rishon, you wouldn't do them again in Adar Sheni. Okay, but that it's not coming to exclude what you would have thought, Mishloach Manot and Suda. Okay, so now, this, by the way, we're going to see, the next mission is Ein Bein, this to that, except this. And there's a whole slew of, we call them the Ein Bein Mishnayot. Okay, this is a good proof of the fact that they used to memorize the Mishnayot by heart. And they had these kovatzim, like sections of Mishnayot that they would memorize. And in memorizing it, it was easy if you know, okay, there's, I don't remember how many there are, what we can count, but there's, let's say, 11 Ein Beins. So if there's, 11 of them, let's just, they have nothing to do with each other. The next one's going to be Ochal Nefesh, which Ein Bein Shabbat Liyom Tov Ela Ochal Nefesh. Ein Bein Shabbat Liyom Kippurim Ela. Ein Bein Hamudar Hana Ami Chaviro. Totally, they get way off the topic. But it's all because they memorized them by heart. And then when Rabbi Yehuda Nasi put them together, he put these kvatzim together. Okay, one more example, then we'll move on because we have time, is Ha'isha Nikneh B'Shlosha Drachim Masech HaKiddushin. And then there's Ha'Evin Nikneh and Ha'Behema Nikneh. Okay, so, right? Well, hopefully not compare women and animals. Okay, slaves maybe, but animals not. But the issue is, it was all these things that are bought, and how are they bought, and how many ways, and etc. So they got put together for those reasons. So here's a classic example. Okay, the Gemara starts out, Ha le'inyan seder parshiot. Okay, they immediately jump to the conclusion. So the arba parshiot, zev ze shavim. Okay, in other words, it's the same. You read them. So here's zev ze shavim. I guess the assumption would be they would be enough. Right, Rashi says im kra'am barishon, you don't need to read them again bashini. Mani matnitin. So now they say, who's this Mishnah according to? Lo Tanakama, velo Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi, velo Rashbag. It doesn't match Tanakama, Rabbi Elazar, or Rabbi Yosi, or Rashbag. Ditanya. Karu et haMegillah ba'adar rishon. Vinit abra shana. Korino ta ba'adar sheni. Shekol haMitzvot shenohagot bashini, nohagot barishon, chutz mimikra Megillah. Okay, so here what do you have? If you did the Megillah in Adar Rishon, right, then you have to read it again in Adar Sheni. Because all the mitzvot that are noheg b'sheni, you also can do b'rishon, except for Mikra Megillah. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Ein Korino Tabadar Sheni, Shekol mitzvot shenohagot b'sheni, nohagot b'rishon. Okay, he says all the mitzvot that are done in the second month, you could also do in the first month, even Mikra Megillah. Rashbag Omer Mishum Rabbi Yosi Av Korino Tabadar Sheni. You read them both. Shekol Mitzvot Nohagot Basheni. Shekol Mitzvot Nohagot Basheni. Ein Nohagot Barishon. Sorry, you read them again in Adar Sheni because anything that was Noeg Basheni doesn't work for the Rishon. V'Shavim V'Hespedu B'Ta'anit Shasurim B'Zeh U'B'Zeh. But they both agree that Hesped and Ta'anit would be Asur both, in both. So now they say we're going to have a diyun about these different opinions. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Hainu Tanakama. Okay, they say that Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel basically says the same thing, Lefachot le'inyan Mikra Megillah, right? Because what did the first opinion said, if you read it in Adar Rishon, right, you have to read it again in Adar Sheni, relating to Mikra Megillah, right? Only Mikra Megillah you'd have to do in Adar Sheni. And Rashbag says, also you have to do it in Adar Sheni. So they say, they really say the same thing. Amar Papa Seder Parshiot Ikabenayu. Okay, Desa de Tanakama Savar Lachila Basheni, the Avid Barishon Avid. Right? What did Tanakama say? Tanakama said you could do everything, you should do everything in the Sheni, but if you did it in the Rishon, you're Yotze, right? The second opinion said you can do everything Barishon, right? The third opinion said you have to do everything Basheni. So the difference between them is that the first guy said, ideally, B'sheni, but if you did a Barishon, you're Yotze except for Mikra Megillah. So the Arba Parshiot would be a Nafka Mina between them. The Tanakam would say Arba Parshiot you have to do in the, you can do in the first if you did. In other words, again, what's ideal and what's less than ideal, right? B'dievit, if you did them in the first, it's okay. Whereas Rav Moshe Ben Gamliel would say Arba Parshiot doesn't work.
What's Arba Parshiot?
It's Shkalim and Hachodesh and right, the four Zachor and Parah. Which is strange if you think about
because it goes into Nisan.
Right, the whole thing is it's Hakdama LeNisan, so it's very difficult. We're going to see that, right, not everyone agrees with that.
Okay.
But, okay, yeah. No, it's difficult because the Arba Parshiot really are a prelude to Pesach. But you could just say that the Chiyuv isn't strong enough to do them so that if you did it, we're not going to make you do it again. In other words, of course, ideally, it should be in the at the end, right?
Right.
But if you did them, we're not going to make you do it again because it's not, there's no Chiyuv. Right, certainly not, except for Zachor, which is, I guess, Chiyuv Midoraita.
Are they going to get into the discussion over when we determine whether there's an other bet or not?
No, they're not getting into that here.
Because when is it determined?
Right, so we talked about, before you walked
before
in, that there are some opinions that it has to be done before. I don't remember now. We learned it in Rosh Hashanah. I don't remember all the dates. But some people, right, there's dates that has to be done before. But clearly, according to this Mishnah, it could happen, Nitabra Shana, after Purim. So right. It could happen. You know, it's according to some opinions, it could happen later. Okay, so Tanakama Sarah Lachatchila Basheni Yavid Barishon Avid Barmi Mikra Megillah except for Mikra Megillah De Af Agav De Karu Barishon Karu Basheni. Right, that has to be reread. The Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yosi Savar Afilu Mikra Megillah Lachatchila Barishon. Right, everything Lachatchila is Barishon according to the middle opinion. Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel Savar Afilu Seder Parshiot I Karu Barishon Karu Basheni. Okay, so now we're getting back to our Mishnah Mani. So now who is it according to? Itanakama Kashya Matanot. In other words, according to Tanakama, he says the only difference is Mikra Megillah. And our Mishnah says Mikra Megillah and Matanot Levyonim. So it doesn't work with him. E Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yossi Kashinami Mikra Megillah, because he says Mikra Megillah is Barishon. So Mikra Megillah and Matanot Levyonim would be a problem. V'i Rashbag Kashya Seder Parshiot. Right? Because Rashbag says Seder Parshiot has to be done Bashini again. And our Mishnah says you could do it Barishon. So what do they say? La'olam Tanakama, the Tana Mikra Megillah, v'hu adim matanot levyonim dehaba hatalya. We already learned this, right? That matanot levyonim always goes with Kriyat Megillah. So he meant Kriyat Megillah and matanot levyonim. He just didn't say that. V'ibay dema, or you could say, la'olam Rashbagi, u'matnitin chisurim achasra v'hachi katane. Okay? It's really Rashbag who said what? That everything, right? But what do you say? Hachi katane. What's the issue between Tanakama and Rashbag? That Rashbag says that, right? Remember, we're not talking about Mishloch Manot or anything right. Like that. We're talking about Seder Parshiot is the Nafka Mina. So Seder Parshiot, Rashbag says, has to be done B'Sheni. And according to our Mishnah, only Matanot Levyonim Mikra Megillah, but not Seder Parshiot. So what does he say? Our Mishnah is missing words. V'hachi katane. It's not ein ben adar rishon la adar sheni, but ein ben arba'a sar shabat adar rishon la arba'a sar shabat adar sheni. Ela mikra megillah matanot. And what's it coming to exclude? Therefore, if it's talking about the 14th, it's not coming to exclude Seder Parshiot, which don't fall on the 14th. They're not talking about the month of Adar. They're talking about the day of the 14th. So what does it come to exclude? Halin and hespe v'ta'anid zevezeshavim. That wasn't our issue. It's just coming to exclude Hespet and Tani, and then you could say that Rashbag matches our Mishnah. Am Rabbi Chiya bar Av and Am Rabbi Yochanan. Hilchata karaban Shimon ben Gamliel. That everything ideally is in the second month. Shamar Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Shamar Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Okay, it's like Rabban Gamliel who said in the name of Rabbi Yossi. Did it say there he said in the name of Rabbi Yossi? Yeah, it does. Okay, I didn't remember that. Okay, so the halacha is like Rashbag, who said the name of Rabbi Yossi, that everything is in the second month. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, except for the Hesped and Ta'anit, right? Which is Nohag in both. Which not only is Nohag in both, but we learned also, it's Nohag in Shushan Purim and regular Purim, no matter where you, what you're celebrating. It's Noheg both days. So it makes sense also that it would be Noheg also. That the Hespen and Tanit are the more easy things to kind of throw around and just double up. Okay. Amar b'Yochanan, u'shnehem mikra achad yarshu. They both learn it from the same pasuk. What's the pasuk? B'chol shana v'shana. Ah, we have this one again. Rabbi Lezer b'Rabbi Yossi savar. B'chol shana v'shana. Ma kol shana v'shana adar ha-samuch l'shvat. Av kam adar ha-samuch l'shvat. Ah, adar is always right after shvat, Purim. So it also comes after shvat. You can see where the next guy is going to go. V'rash b'av savar b'chol shana v'shana. Ma kol shana v'shana adar ha-samuch l'nisan. Av kam adar ha-samuch l'nisan. Bishlama, so it makes sense, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi, Mistaber Tama. There's also logic behind it. We don't pass up opportunity for a mitzvah. The mitzvah comes our way, we do it. We don't push it off till the next month. Ela Rashbag, my Tama. I'm a Rabbi Tavi, Tama, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Misamech Geula leGeula Adif. In other words, you're better off putting a Geula next to a Geula. Since we have the Geula of Purim, we want to put it next to Pesach. Rabbi Lazar Amar, Tama Durashbag Mehacha. Tichtiv Lakayemi Tigerit HaPurim Azot Hashenit. Okay, what does it mean, Hashenit? Ah, to do this, Igerit HaPurim Hashenit, meaning in Adar Sheni. Okay, so now we have two psukim that we learn it from, two issues. One is to the Smoch Geula LeGeula, and we learn that from B'chol Shana V'Shana, it should always be next to Nisan, right? Every year it's before Nisan, this year too. And the second thing is Igerit HaPurim Azot Hashenit. Okay? So now we're just going, starting Zion Amud Aleph. Ve'itzrich lemichtav hashenit, ve'itzrich lemichtav b'chol shana v'shana. We need both psukim, also hashenit and also b'chol shana v'shana. Why? De'imi b'chol shana v'shana hava mina kikushyan. We would have still been able to ask, what about eim avirin ala mitzvot? In other words, you can't pass up an opportunity for a mitzvah. So yes, on the one hand, we have b'chol shana v'shana, but you could learn b'chol shana v'shana the opposite and say, eim avirin ala mitzvot, don't pass up an opportunity, do it right away. Kamashmalan hashenit. That's why you need the pasuk hashenit. So then they obviously say, well, v'iyash v'inan hashenit, what if you just had hashenit? Havamina b'tchila b'rishon u'bashini. Kamashmalan. B'chol shana v'shana. You might have thought, ideally, you should do it both in Adar Rishon and in Adar Sheni. So therefore, if you just have hashenit, you might have thought it meant, do it twice. So therefore, it comes to teach you, b'chol shana v'shana. Do it in the second month, but like you do it every year, meaning only once, and samuch l'nisan. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi, hashenit ma'avidle. So now we have to deal with the pasuk according to him. If he holds that hashenit doesn't mean adar sheni, because ideally we do it in adar rishon according to him, what does he do with that word? Mibayle l'chidrav Shmuel bar Yehuda, the amar of Shmuel bar Yehuda. We need it for something that Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda taught us. What did he teach us? The amar of Shmuel bar Yehuda, b'tchila keva'ua b'shushan, ulevasof b'chol ha'olam kulo. What's the pasuk about shenit? Okay, the pasuk reads like this. Where is it? Right. B'tichtov esther ha'malka bat avichai l'morchai yehudi et kol tokef l'chayem tigeret ha'purim hazot ha'shenit. Okay? So this letter about Purim twice. So what does it say? It was sent out twice. Okay? They sent out two letters. First, they sent to Shushan, and then they send to the whole world. So there were two letters that went out, and the Hashenit has nothing to do with which month. It has to do with the... Okay. It doesn't have to do with the, what month. It has to do with that they sent out two Igro twice. Okay, now we're going to get into a whole issue of the canonization of the Bible. This is a great daf. There's lots of interesting things. Now the question is, which books are part of the Bible and which aren't? Okay, the Tanakh. What is in, what's out? Okay, to us it's very clear, the 24 books of Tanakh. We buy a book and they're all sitting there. In those days, they didn't have books like that. It was all about which things, there was a whole discussion about the later books. Do they go in, do they go out? Are they, the issue is, are they written Baruch HaKodesh, are they not? And one other detail of background that some of us learned in the past together was that they say, there was this issue that the Truma, they used to put the Truma next to the Sifrei Torah because it was Kodesh. And then what's Truma? Truma's food. What happened? The Truma was causing rats to come. And the rats were mice. And they would come and they would eat through the Sifrei Torah. Okay? And the Sifrei Kodesh. So they started to say, they made a gzerah that all Sifrei Kodesh are mitame yadayim. Okay? It means if they, there were two issues. Either they touch food, the Truma, it would make the Truma pasul, Or if your hands touch the Torah and then touch the food, it would make it pasul, that your hands would carry the tumah. So when they say the words mitamei et hayadayim, that means it's a sefer kodesh. Okay? So that's like a... It's a code word. Right, exactly. Okay? Mitamei yadayim was this gzeirah they made, that these all these things are going to be mitamei yadayim, so that the truma, the Sefer Torah wouldn't get ruined from the truma. And so what did they do in the end? Because it was mitamei yadayim, they cut the truma somewhere else, and they didn't keep it near the Sefer Torah, and the rats didn't come and eat this
sferim. Yeah, did they afterwards rescind the...
did they? I don't think so, no.
We still don't touch it.
Right. Ah, so then there's an issue about...
The question is why...
So, right. So, first of all, when we don't touch it, there's a distinction between a Sefer Torah and other Sifrei Kodesh. So, it only applies to a Sefer Torah. So, that is a little different than this. Also, nowadays, we don't have Truma. So, you know,
Lechora. Right, we're Tamei. To the Sefer Torah, I think.
Right, right. I mean, generally, people don't touch a Torah with their hands, but there's, but other Kitvei Kodesh, they would.
Right.
Like a Megillah, people touch, right? Even though... You lechora say according to this, right? So obviously it's some right. We're not makpid on it anymore. But that's because I think we're just not makpid on Tuma and Tara in general. Okay, so let's read. Amar Shmuel Bar Yehuda shachal lehem esther lechachamim kivauni ledorot, make me forever, right? Shachula kinat meoreret aleinu lebein haumot. You're gonna make kinah. You're basically saying, oh, we're so great, and the other nations are gonna get jealous. They already know about me, so what's the difference? I'm not bragging about something they don't know about. It's public information, right? So there's no problem to make me a holiday that lasts forever. Matnu. They learned a braita. Now, this is in parentheses. We learned this actually before. Bekule seder moed, in all of moed, kol ki hai zuga, Chalufei Rabbi Yochanan and Ma'al Rabbi Yonatan. Whenever you see these four guys together and it says Rabbi Yochanan, it's not really Rabbi Yochanan, it's Rabbi Yonatan. It's a mistake. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan didn't hang out with those four guys, having to do at least with Inyanim of Moed. Shachalahem Esther. So now this is what they learned, okay? Whether it's, right, it's Rabbi Yonatan, instead of Rabbi Yochanan, fine, side issue. Shachalahem Esther lechachamim. K'tavuni lidorot. I want you, not just kiva'uni, make me a chag, but write me lidorot. I want to be part of the Torah. Shachula. Halo katavti lach shalishim. There's a pasuk in Mishlei, not about Esther, which talks about, I wrote you three times. So now they say, shalishim velo ribeim. Right? It sounds like that pasuk about God taking right revenge. Shalishim velo ribeim. So three times and not four times. Ad shematzulo mikrak. Okay, so what does that mean, three times, not four times? Amalek is written three other times. Shmot, right? And when the battle happens. In Ki Teitzei, in Dvarim, okay, remember Amalek, and in Shaul HaMelech, right, when he fights with Amalek and Agag.
Okay.
So it's already written three times. So we don't need to put it a fourth time. Ad Shematzulo Mikra Ketub Torah, but then it said in the Pasuk, right, in Shmot, what does it say? K'tov Zot Zikaron B'Sefer. So here they darshan. K'tov Zot, Masha Ketub Kanabu B'Shnei Torah. The Zot is the two times in the Torah it's mentioned. Just don't worry that you see why is it saying two times, because later you're going to see someone who darshans it only each one once, okay? So, but now they're making a drasha. Tov Zot is the two in the Torah. Zikaron, Tov Zot, Zichron, Zikaron. Mashgatu b'Nevi'im, okay? Zikaron is what it says in the Nevi'im. And Basefer is Mashgatu b'Megillah, okay? Which actually works nicely. One in the Torah, one in the Nevi'im, and one in the Ketuvim, right? It's really two in the Torah, but they're counted as... It's in Torah, it's in Nevi'im, it's in Ketuvim. Okay, so in other words, first they thought, oh, we can't put it in, but then they realized we have this pasuk and we can darshan it and say, K'tov Zot is the Torah pasukim. Zikaron is the Navi, and Basefer is going to be Esther. Now they're going to tell us, this is a machloket Tana'im. This whole issue, whether it goes in or out, is a machloket Tana'im. K'tov Zot, now we're going to see the pasuk darshan two different ways. Tov Zot is Mashkatuv Kan in Shmot, right? Because the Pasuk is in Shmot. Zikaron Mashkatuv Mishneh Torah, Sefer Dvarim. Besefer Mashkatuv Nevi'im, Divrei Rabbi Yoshua. So according to Rabbi Yoshua, Esther doesn't belong in the Torah. Follow? Because that Pasuk, Hidarshin, 1, 2, 3 times, Zeu. Okay, the second opinion is going to be exactly what we saw. Rabbi Elazar Modei Amar, Tov Zot Mashkatuv Kan, Ubi Mishneh Torah, right? Both places come up under Tov Zot. Zikaron Mashkatuv B'Nevi'im and Besefer Mashkatuv B'Megillah. So now we're going to have this view. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Esther eina metamaat hayadayim. Okay, Rav Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, Esther is not metamaat hayadayim, meaning it's not part of the Torah, of the Tanakh. Lememra desar Shmuel, Esther la beruach hakodesh neemra. Could it be that that's what he holds? Wasn't beruach hakodesh? V'harmar Shmuel, didn't Shmuel himself say, Esther beruach hakodesh neemra? So what do we answer? Neemra likrot velo neemra lichtov. It was said beruach hakodesh that we should read it, but it doesn't mean that we should write it down and put it in the Torah. Okay? So now we're going to bring up a braita that says, but wait a minute, we have a braita that argues about all sorts of books of the Torah, of the Tanakh, whether they belong or not. And Esther, it's clear from all the opinions, is in. Okay? It's other books that are questionable, but Esther for sure is in. So we're going to say, how could it be that he doesn't hold like any of these Tanaim? Okay, the answer is going to be obvious, which is what? We already saw that Rabbi Yoshua is a Tana who holds like him, right? So we're going to say in the end, he holds like somebody else. It just, that his opinion doesn't appear in the Mishnah. Because I just want to make it clear, right? Rabbi Yoshua said, K'tov Zot, right? And, right, he says Esther should be out. All the opinions of the Tanaim we're going to see now say Esther's in. But we do have Rabbi Yeshua that we already learned about the K'tov Zot, right? K'tov Zot, Zikaron, Basefer, that the three times it's already mentioned, and therefore Esther's out. So in the end, that's what we're going to answer. He holds like a Tana that doesn't appear in this Braita. That's okay, right? Okay, so now, what's this Braita? What are the three different opinions? And here we get into all sorts of other books and issues. Rabbi Meir Omer, Kohelet eino metameya tayadayim. Kohelet was a big issue. Do you remember why we learned this before? Because Kohelet raises all sorts of contradictions. There's a lot of contradictions within Kohelet, where it says you should be happy in your youth, and then it says you shouldn't be happy in your youth because it's all Hevel. And it says a lot of things that they said, they contradict each other, and you know, or they say that it was just Divrei Chochmah that Shmuel wrote, and it wasn't from Ruach HaKodesh. So Kohelet eino metameya tayadayim, umachloket b'shir ha'shirim. Shir ha'shirim is the clear machloket because either you say it's a love story, right? And then it's just a love story. What's this doing in the Torah? Rabbi Akiva says, no, Shir HaShirim is Kodesh Kodeshim. He actually sees it as a very special book because it's talking about the relationship between God and, right, it's meant as an analogy, as a parable, or what's the word?
Parable
of the relationship between God and the Jewish people. Okay. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shir HaShirim, Mitamei Atayadayim. That's clearly in. Umachloket b'Kohelet. The machloket is by Kohelet. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kohelet mikulei beit shamai umichumrei beit hillel. Okay, he says now, Kohelet is one of those cases where beit hillel is machmir. What does it mean to be machmir in this case? It's in. If it's in, then you have to be careful with it. It's metame yadan. And beit shamai thinks it's out. Aval root, here all of a sudden root comes in. B'shir ha'shirim be'ester mitami mitayadan. Those are clearly in. Okay, again, once he says they're clearly in, he obviously doesn't pick books of the Nevi'im that are clearly in, right? They're obviously books that had some issues about them. Not everybody agreed. Okay, so now what's the answer? How could he not match any of these opinions? Now, like I said, Hu da'amar ka Rabbi Yoshua. He holds like Rabbi Yoshua, okay? And therefore, we don't have a problem. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya, Omer Kohelet eino metameya tayadayim, mipnei shel chochmato shel Shlomohi. Right? It's just his chochmah. Amru lo, v'chizo bovad amar, he brings two psukim to prove that it was Baruch HaKodesh. Why does he say? He says, just because Kohelet wrote down Divrei Chochmah, Kohelet had 3,000 Divrei Chochmah, okay? 3,000 Mishalim. But he only put these in his book. If he only put these in his book, it must be that these were the ones that were Baruch HaKodesh. And then he also says, Al Tosef Al Dvarav, you can't add to anything I say, or to what anything he says. And why does it say that? Because this is in Mishle, by the way. It says, Al Tosef Al Dvarav, Pen Yochiach Bechav Nechazavta. It's not necessarily referring to his books. But they say, it means, don't add anything to what I said. Meaning, it's like Bal Tosef in the Torah. In other words, the things I wrote here, God gave to me. So now they're going to ask, my Vomir, why do you need both Psukim? V'chi tema meimar tuva amar, di bai ichtiv, u di bai lo ichtiv. You might have thought that he said 3,000 Mishalim. But he chose randomly. I want to put these in my book, and I don't want to put those in my book. It doesn't necessarily mean they were written Baruch HaKodesh. So therefore, Tashma Al Tosef Al Dvarav. You need that to say that indicates it was Baruch HaKodesh. Okay, Tanya, another braita about this. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Esther Baruch HaKodesh Ne'emar, Shene'emar. Okay, now we're going to bring all different psukim in the Megillah that prove that Esther was written Baruch HaKodesh. Okay, here we go. Vayomer. Excuse me. Vayomer Haman belibo. Haman said in his heart, right? Let me, who is the king going to want to do great for other than me? If he said it in his heart, how does the writer know that he's what Haman was thinking, right? Must be Ruach HaKodesh. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Esther Ruach HaKodesh Ne'emar, Shene'emar, Vati Esther Nosechem Be'enei Koro'eha. How do you know that everybody thought she was great, right? How do you know that? Only if you knew it was, right? Ruach HaKodesh. Rabbi Meir Omer, Esther Ruach HaKodesh Ne'emar, Shene'emar, Vayivada HaDavor LeMordechai. How did Mordechai find out about Big Tam V'Teresh? It must be work things out. I can't think of the word, but orchestrated it. Rabbi Yossi Bar Dor Meskita Omer, Esther Baruch HaKodesh Ne'emar, Shene'emar, Ubabiza Lo Shachu Et Yadam. Nobody took Shalal. Now, they were fighting on all different fronts. How could they have been sure that nobody took Shalal? It must be. They have Ruach HaKodesh. Amar Shmuel, and that is a great line. Okay, these are all Tana'im having, right, different opinions about it. Amar Shmuel, who's an Emara, if I was there when they were having this conversation, I would have brought something even better than all those guys. What is kimu v'kiblu? We usually say it's like naseh nishma, right? They did a reenactment of accepting the Torah, but he darshans it differently. Kimu lemala, masha kiblu lemata. Up in Shamayim, they were makayem what the people did underneath, right, in the world. So now, what do you see? How do you know what God did upstairs, right? How do you know, Lamala, what he did? It must be Baruch HaKodesh, right? Okay. Amar Rava, lekulu I lepircha, levar mi de Shmuel, delay lepircha. I can question any of these guys, except for Shmuel. Shmuel's the only guy who I can't question. And he's right. If God, Lamala, is agreeing to this, there must be Baruch HaKodesh. What can he say? De Rabbi Lezer Svarahu. In other words, what Haman thought in his heart, obviously, anyone can figure that out. You don't need Ruach HaKodesh. Clearly, he thought, right, who would the Melech want to do more than me? And that's why he said, oh, you should do this and you should do that, right? Because he thought it was going to be for him. To Rabbi Akiva, who said that Esther Nosechem Be'enei Koro'eha, Dilma Karabi Elazar, he must hold like Rabbi Elazar. What did Rabbi Elazar say? He did a drasha here. What did he say? I thought of the kids, like when they chant, like there's a competition. Himishelanu, Himishelanu, right? She's from us. All the nations, when Esther got up there, they all said she's from our nation, right? The Ethiopian said she's Ethiopian, and the Tamanim said she's Tamani, and everybody wanted her to be theirs. The Had Rabbi Meir, Dilma Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, when maybe he yelled like Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Da'amar, Bikta v'ter shnei tarsim hayu. They were from the place called Tarsi. They were speaking Tarsi. They didn't think anyone was going to hear them and understand them. But it turns out Mordechai knew Tarsi, and therefore, v'yivada davar, he overheard them speaking. V'ha Rabbi Yossi ben Dor Meskit, okay, about the bizal lo shachut yadam, dilma pristike shador. Maybe they sent messengers all over the entire kingdom. Right, they were with the king. They had the ability to send messengers. Right, the whole Megillah is about sending messengers, and maybe they really did check and made sure that all the Jews, nobody took the shalal. To Shmuel, vaday late lepircha. But Shmuel, I have nothing to argue about. You can't say somehow we knew what was going on lamala. Amar Ravina, hainu da amre inche tavacha de pilpata harifa mimale tzane kara. Okay, better to have one pilpil harif than a whole basket full of gourd or pumpkin. Okay? That's right. You have all these rabbis saying all these things, but all you need is one smart student, Shmuel. Okay? He wipes them all out. Rav Yosef Amar Mehacha, he says there's one more. V'yimei Purim ha'ele lo ya'avru mitocha Yehudim. Okay? And here we're going to see another one. From the same idea, the end of that pasuk. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omer Mehacha, v'zichram lo yasuf mizaram. Okay? In other words, these days of Purim are going to be forever for the Jewish people. How do you know they're going to be forever, right? Only if you can see into future generations can you know that people will still be keeping these days long after it happened. And the same of Zichron LeYosef Mizaram, we'll never forget them. Okay. Tov, now we're getting into a very interesting sugya, which I'm going to preface it by saying there's two ways to read this sugya. One is that it's a halachic sugya and we can learn lots of halachot from it. And definitely the first part is halachic no matter what, but the stories we're going to see, we see stories, whenever you see stories, it's a question, are they coming to teach halacha? In this case, I want to raise the possibility that it could be that they're trying to, it's Purim, and they're trying to like add some Purim Torah into the Gemara and just make you laugh. So be prepared. Okay. Tani Rav Yosef. Umishloch manot ish l're'eu. How many mishloch manot are you supposed to give people before we go on? What's the halacha? Two people?
Two.
Okay. Wrong answer. Okay. Umishloch manot ish l're'eu. It's the most common misconception. Shtei manot l'ish achad. It's mishloch manot. So they darsha. Mishloch is one mishloch. Manot, two things. Matanot le'avyonim. Shtei matanot l'shnei b'nei adam. Okay, matanot levyonim has to be two gifts to two different people. Okay, because matanot is plural and evyonim is plural. Okay, so mishloch manot, by the way, not to say don't do more than one, but your real halachic minimum is one, not two. I don't know why everybody thinks it's two. Maybe they just got confused from matanot levyonim. Okay, so that's halachic, clearly. Now we're going to get into stories. Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, Shadr Leila Rabbi Yoshaya, Itman de Iglatalta. He sends him a very, remember we always see the third, it's either the third born or he's a third year Egel. It's known to be the best, the third year or the third, or maybe some people say it means a third of an Egel. Well, not a big enough portion. Begarba de Chamra, okay, and a bottle of wine. Shalach Le, and here he sends back to him, Kiyam Tabanu Rabbeinu Umishloch Manot Ish L'Re'eu Matanot Levyonim. You fulfilled the chiyuv of mishloch manot and matanot levyonim. You see here, there's a little aleph and another aleph. There's a lot of problems with the girsa here. Okay, I'm going to quickly run by a few of the girsot. Some people say, I'm poor, and therefore you were makai in both mitzvot in one. And then you can learn from there, the halacha, that you can do both in one. Whereas if you give, again, you still owe another matanot levyonim. Some people even say, banu, you between me and my son, you fulfilled the chiyuv, because you gave me and my son, and some people say you can even give a father and son together, and that's considered your matanot levyonim. Some people say that the matanot levyonim doesn't belong here, and he said, Kiyam tabanu rabbeinu mishloch manot ish l're'eu. Now, you fulfilled your mitzvah. Now, what's the chiddush of fulfilling your mitzvah? And they'll say, oh, you might have thought that wine doesn't count. Wine counts. Okay? The Yerushalmi has a different version. First, he sent them the egel mishulash and the garba d'chamra, and then, after he says to him, Kiyamta banu rabbeinu matanot levyonim. What did he say to him? He says, this is matanot levyonim. Like, how embarrassing that this is what you're giving me. What, you're treating me like a poor person? Remember, Rabbi Yehuda Nesia was very rich. Okay? So he says, you're sending me something pathetic. So then he resends him something else. And then he says, Kiyamta banu rabbeinu mishloch manot. Okay? So very different variations. And then you could say that maybe wine didn't count. Or the and that's why in the end, though, it's weird because he sends him wine again, but he also sends him another piece of meat, by the way, which would then prove, according to those who say that it's the wine doesn't count, it's the meat, and then he sends him two kinds of meat, which shows that you can send two of the same thing, right? You don't necessarily need to send two different things. Certainly two different brachot, by the way. I've never found the source that says that about the two different brachot, okay? If you ever find it, let me know. I've looked high and low, never found it. Okay, so there's all different variations. What you learn from this, according to the last version, you would learn that basically because what he sends the second time is a larger amount of each thing. And then you'd say, in order to send mishloch manot, it has to be lefi kvodcha, right? Or maybe lefi the kavod of the recipient. Okay, and then you have to be careful what you said. You can't just send something stum. Okay, now we're going to see another story. Rav Shadole Lemeri Barmar B'yad Abaye. Abaye, remember, Abaye was poor, which we're going to see from this story. He's very food obsessed. We've seen it a bunch of different times. And here, really, you see it? And he was the adopted son of Rabba. So Rabba sends him out to deliver his Mishlochei Manot, to bring to Mary Barmar. He sends him Malei Taska de Kashva u'Malei Kaska de Kimcha de Avshuna. He sends him a bowl full of dates, and then he sends him roasted chita, roasted wheat kernels. Amarle Abaye, Hashta Amar Mary, Mary's going to say about you, Ichakla'a Malka Lahave, if a chaklai, right, a farmer, which is a poor guy, becomes a melech, which is like you, Rabba, okay, and as you were poor once and now you became rich, Dikula mitzavare lo nachit. You can always see signs of him, he's still poor inside, okay, he's still cheap, you could say, right? Now they're just sending him something pathetic. Hadar Shadr Le'ihu, when he got to Mary's house, Mary sent back Malei Taska de Zangvila, a thing full of ginger, Umalei Kasa de Pilpul Ta'aricha, and a cup full of pepper, long pepper. Amar Abaye, Hashda Amar Mar, Ane Shadre Lechul Yaviyu, Shadre Lechorfa. He's going to say, you know, when I bring this back to Rabbah, he's going to say, I can't believe I sent him sweet and he sends me spicy. Okay? Interesting. Again, like, what's the story doing here? Right? It's hard to understand, but again, I think that this story is getting at, you have to be careful what you send to who, and right? And it's, don't just send randomly the way we normally do, right? You just send randomly and you do little things to just give to lots of people. Better to send something mechubad, kamosha tzarich, and relevant to the person you're sending it to. Now, really, we get into the story that clearly is a little extra something. Amar bai, kinakami beimar, when I left the house of Rabbah to deliver the Mishlochei Manot, hava savana, I was full, satiated. Kimate lahatam, when I got to Mary Barmar's house, they served me 60 plates full of 60 different cooked foods. I ate 60 portions. The last one was called Sali Kedar. I wanted to eat the plate after. It was so delicious. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Hainu da Amar Inshi. This is what people say. Kafin Anya Velo Yada. Poor people are hungry and they don't even realize. In other words, he thought he was full and then he realized he was still hungry and he ate all this food. Okay, what the purpose of the story again, I really don't know. Inami, except that the fact that this next line, okay, and here's the other option of what he said, okay, and this is the best line. Rav chalibasim ashchiach, there's always room for dessert. Okay? You can always fit more food in when it comes to dessert. Okay, what that story is doing there, I think it's just here for you to laugh. I don't really know otherwise what you could learn from it. But what you see here, you do get a glimpse into the culture, right? People would send their children or their adopted children to deliver their Mishlochei Manot. When you got there, people would offer them food besides what they were sending back, right? Which you see sometimes happens here. People do that kind of thing. Okay. Abaye bar Avin v'Rabbi Chanina bar Avin mechalfei su'udayte lahadade. They would flip su'udot. Okay, so now what does this mean? The two different interpretations. One says every year they were brothers. Right, so one says every year they would eat suda at the other guy's house. Again, what's the relevance? Some people say no, they were poor. So one would give the other guy his suda, and the other guy would give the other guy his suda. Okay? And here, if you really learn it like that, then you see, first of all, that's a good way to do the suda if you don't have to mishloch manot. You just flop, switch sudot, swap them. The other thing you can learn from there is that really the idea of mishloch manot is to bring food for a suda. Right, the most relevant Mishlochei Manot are the ones that you eat that day. And okay. Amar Rava. Here's the other funny story. Okay. Mechayiv inish lebesume bepuria adilo yadab in aror haman lebaruch Mordechai. Okay, first this halacha. You have to get drunk on Purim until you don't know the difference between aror haman and baruch Mordechai. Millions of interpretations of what does this mean. Does it just mean, some people say there was a chant, like a song that they sang with Pizmon, that one time you'd say Baruch Mordechai and one time you'd say Aruch Haman, and you just have to get confused which one were you up to. A little bit of drunkenness. The Rambam says you until you fall asleep and then you don't know the difference because you're sleeping. There's all different opinions and many of them try to minimize the
actual drunkenness.
Right, the actual drunkenness, although some don't. I prefer those ones that do. Now there's a story. Now, the whole question is this story coming to contradict the halacha? And maybe the story is coming, right? Some people say it's coming to show, oh, look, they did this halacha. And some people say maybe the story is coming to say, we don't do this halacha. And some people even have the nusach Rava instead of Rabba in the story, in which case it becomes obvious that he changes his mind. Okay? That's in the name of, quote in the name of Rabbeinu Ephraim, one of the Balei Tosfot. Rabba and Rabbi Zera avde suda purim bahade adade. They did suda purim together. Ivsum, they got drunk. Kam Rabba shachte the Rabbi Zera. He got up and he killed Rabbi Zera. Okay? Now the lashon shachte is strange, and some people try to interpret this story. He was trying to reenact shchita, like teach his students how to do shchita, and he accidentally. Some people say that he actually pretended to. It was like a theater performance, and the guy fainted. Everybody thought he pretended to be dead, and everybody thought he really died, and then he saw everybody going, oh my God, and then he fainted, and then, it's unclear what exactly happened here. Did he really kill him or not? Lemachar by Rachame. It's actually strange also. The next day he asked for Rachamim, right? Like, why didn't he ask for Rachamim that day?
Because he was drunk.
He was too drunk, right? I guess that's true. Ve'achye, and he brings him back to life.
He says, oh golly, what did I do?
Right, and he brings him back to life. Okay, so again, what exactly, was this really true? Was this right? Okay. Lishana, the next year, Amarle, so he says to him, Neitemar Navit Suda Purim Bahade Adade. Okay, Rabbi says to Rabbi Zera, Let's do Purim Suda together. Amarle, lo b'chol shata v'shata mitrachesh nisa. Okay? We don't rely on miracles. Okay, now, what's interesting about this? Some people say, it's not like he said, if you want to say that this contradicts the halacha and says the halacha, should, you shouldn't do it, then he should have just said, oh, we could do it, we just won't get drunk. Right? But it seems that the halacha still stands because he's saying we won't do Purim Suda together because clearly we don't work well together and I don't want to be drunk, be there with you drunk. Anyway, what this story is here for is also unclear. Is it coming to contradict the halacha? Is it coming to be strengthen the halacha and say, look, they did it. Now, yes, it came to bad consequences. And maybe it's coming to also say, within proportion. In other words, take it so that you don't get to this extent that you're actually killing somebody. Amarava. Suda Purim shachla balayla lo yatsa yidei chavato. If you eat Suda Purim at night, you're not yotze. My time, Yimei mishteh v'simcha aktiv. It says yimei mishteh, right, during the day. Rav Ashi, avayatid kamede, here it says da'amemar. Rav Ashi was sitting before amemar. Naga v'lo atu rabbanan. It was getting dark and the rabbis didn't come. Amar lei, my time alo atu rabbanan. Why aren't they coming? Dilma tride v'suda purim. Maybe they're busy with Suda Purim. Amar lei, v'lo hava efshar l'michle b'orta. They couldn't have eaten the night before. Amar lei, lo shmiele lamar hada amar rava suda purim shachla b'layla lo yatsa yidei chavato. Now, he's saying, why aren't they coming to the Beit Midrash today? Right, toward the end of Purim, they should have done their suda yesterday. I said, what do you mean? He says, you can't, you're not yotze yidei chavato. Amar lei, one second, I forget what the shinoi here is. Amar lei in. Yeah, I do know that halacha. Sorry. Suda purim shachla lo yatsa yidei chavato. Amar lei. Ian, I did hear that halacha. Tana mine arba. Okay, so now he says, now I understand. Okay, so he says, Tana mine arba'in zimnin, Tana le arba'in zimnin, v'dame le kamanda manach b'kise. After he now learns this halacha of Rabba, Suda purim shachla lo yatsa yidei chavato, he repeats it 40 times, so he doesn't forget it. So as if it's in his pocket. Okay? We've seen this before, by the way, if you recall. I don't remember in what context, but we've seen it, that when somebody learns something he didn't remember, I think it was with Rav Yosef, who always forgets things, and Abaye reminds him of something.
How many times
so he repeats it 40 times in order that it sticks in his head. Okay. Ein bein Yom Tov l'Shabbat nu Mishnah ela ochal nefesh bovad. The only difference between Yom Tov and Shabbat is ochal nefesh, and now we're going to see a sugya that we saw already in, I believe it was in Beitza, about machshirei ochal nefesh. There's ochal nefesh, you're allowed to do things for food. What about something that you need in order to eat the food? Like, the main example they bring is you have a knife, and the knife needs sharpening, or the knife gets a nick in it, and you have to fix it, okay?
Chopping the wood, remember?
Chopping wood, right, for your fire, okay? All sorts of things like that. That's called machshirei ochal nefesh. And we're going to see that there's a machloket about whether you can do machshirei ochal nefesh on yantif or not. So from here, what do you see? If it says "Ein bein yom tov l'shabbat ela ochal nefesh bovad," it means "Ha." The Gemara says "Linyan machshirei ochal nefesh zevezeh shavim." Right? They're both, according to this, on Shabbat and Yom Tov, machshirei ochal nefesh are shavim, meaning you can't do machshirei ochal nefesh. So they say, "Ah, well, then our Mishnah matnitim to loke Rabbi Yehuda must like be not like be Rabbi Yehuda, so not be like Rabbi Yehuda." Detanya ein bein yom tov l'shabbat ela ochal nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda matir af ochal nefesh, right? He's matir af ochal nefesh. If you don't remember now the drasha, we're going to learn it again. My time at detana kama. What's the reason? Amar kra, who, remember the pasuk is ach asher ye'achel l'chol nefesh, whatever people need to eat, hu levado yaseh lechem. So who means who v'lo machshirav, only ochal nefesh, but not preparations. Rabbi Yehuda amar lachem, lachem l'chol tzarchechem, it's for you. For any purposes that you need. The pasuk could have easily said, ach asher yachel l'chol nefesh, yaseh. Right? Whatever you need, do. But hu and lachem are extra. So lachem means whatever your needs are, even if you need to do, you know, cut your wood. V'idach nami, and the other guy, haktiv lachem. What does he do with lachem? So what do they say? Lachem v'lo l'ovdei kochavim, lachem v'lo l'klavim. It's good chazara. Okay? Not for non-Jews, and not for dogs. In other words, ochal nefesh isn't mutar for those purposes. Vidach nami, haktiv hu. What about the fact that it says hu, as if just that? Ktiv hu, uktiv lachem. So now it's going to say there's two things. There's a riboy and a mi'ut. Okay? So, kam b'machshirim she'efshar lasotam me'erev yom tov. Anything you could have done yesterday, you can't do, because then you're just pushing it off. But if, let's say, your sakin gets ruined in the middle, or you've run out of all your wood and you thought you had enough and you end up 20 more people come and you have to start cooking again, so that, you know, it was iafshar lasa tam erev yom tov. Okay, and that you're allowed to do. So we see, even with im machshirei ochal nefesh, it depends on the situation. It's not always mutar. Okay, we'll go on a little bit more. Ein bin Shabbat liyom kippurim ela shezez dono bidei adam vezez dono bekaret. Shabbat, the isur, right? You get skila, which is bidei adam, and Yom Kippur, you get karet, which is bidei shamayim. So ha leinyan tashlum in zev zeh shavim. What do they say? There's something called kimle b'derabamine. If you do in one act something that makes you chayav mita beitin and something that makes you chayav to pay, you are pacher from kimle b'derabamine. We're mekayim the halacha, the avera, the punishment, just in the heavy one, the b'derabamine, the greater one, and your tashlumin is wiped out. So let's say you burn someone's field on Shabbat. So you're chayav skila and you're pacher from mamon. So here they're saying, even though zdono karet and it's bidei shamayim, you still say kimle b'derabamine, okay? And basically, this guy who burned someone's field on Yom Kippur isn't chayav to pay. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akane, so now they say, mani matnitin, who does this go like? Rabbi Nechunya ben Akane, he did Tanya, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akane, haya usek Yom Kippurim kishabat l'tashlumin. Ma Shabbat mitchayev b'nafsho patur menat tashlumin, just like Shabbat, since you're chayav mavet, therefore you're patur from tashlumin, okay, now they're going to say something very interesting. T'nan hatam. Ko chayavei kritot shelaku niftirim midei kritatan. Shneemar v'nikla achicha le'einecha. Kevan shelaka hareyu ka'achicha. Dibrei Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. Here we have this opinion of Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, who says basically that if you're about to do it, let's say you're about to kill somebody, okay? And I go and I say, do you know, I do hatra'ah. If you do this, you're going to get malkot, okay? Now, which isn't true, right? But then they can't be chayav yumavet because I said you're chayav malkot, right? And then they bring you to court and they give you malkot. So that's not in place of mita beitin. In other words, that doesn't do anything. But if it was a chayav karet that you were chayav, and I said, you know, if you do that, you'll get malkot, then you get the malkot, and the malkot, according to this opinion, absolves you from the chiyuv karet. It basically takes care of it for you. It's actually strange. If you were lucky enough that someone did hatra'ah and said to you, you're going to get malkot, then you get malkot and your chiyuv karet gets wiped out. Because the malkot kind of works as your kapara. So that's what he says. Ko chayvei kritot shelaku nifturu midei kritatan. They're pater. How do we know? Because it says, v'nikla achicha la'enecha. Your brother will be, right, you'll hit your brother in front of you, right? Nikla. Once you beat him, he becomes your brother again. That he's part of the amcha. He doesn't have karet on him anymore. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, chalukim alav chaverav Rabbi Chanani ben Gamliel. Okay, his friends disagree with him. Okay, so now they're going to have a discussion about whether they're going to say, okay, I'm going to stop here, or maybe we'll go a little bit more. Okay, Amar Rava, Amar Be Rav Tanina, Ein bein yom kippurim l'shabbat, ela shezez dono bidei adam, vezez dono bihi karet. V'ita iti v'idi bidei adami. If his friends disagree with him, then our Mishnah should say that they're both bidei adam, and not that the difference between them is one's bidei shamayim and one's bidei adam, because really, it's bidei adam, right? Once you say that, you're bidei adam, because then you can get malkot for it. So it shouldn't be a distinction that this is bidei shamayim and this is bidei adam. So now they say, Amar Rav Nachman, Hamane, Rabbi Yitzchaki. Okay, you could say our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says to Amar, and as opposed to the Chavirav Chokim Alav, Rabbi Chananya, it doesn't mean Chavirav Chokku Alav, meaning the general opinion was this, but there is a Dat Yachid of Rabbi Yitzchak who does say this. Damar Malkot B'chayve Kritot Leka. There is no Malkot in Chayve Kritot. Titania, Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Chayve Kritot B'chlal Hayu. V'lama Yitzchak Karep Achoto, L'duna B'karep Aloba Malkot. Okay, here just very briefly, the list of Arayot, it says if you do any of these Arayot, you get Karep. But then when it comes to Habal Achoto, someone who sleeps with his sister, it specifically says you get karet. So this is, why is it specifically said? It already said it at the beginning. So what are they telling you? L'duna b'karet v'lob malkot. To say that she gets karet and not malkot. Okay? And then he learns from there that all of them get karet and don't get malkot. If you get karet, you don't get malkot. It's specifically karet, and there is no malkot. So if you were to get malkot, it doesn't do anything for you. Again, Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel said. And Rav Ashi Amar Filu Tamar Rabbanan, Rabashi now explains, now you could still say that the Chaver Rava Chulkim Alav, but our Mishnah still goes according to them. And then what would you say? You would say the opposite. Our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel, that you do get Malkot, but why does it say Bidei Adam? And Zez don't know Bekaret? Because Afilu Tam Rabbanan, Ze Ikars don't know Bidei Adam, Ze Ikars don't know Bekaret. Even if you could get Malkot technically, still, the main issue, this is Bidei Adam, and that's Karet. In other words, the main thing is it's Karet. And it's Bidei Shamayim. Yes, there's a situation where you would get Malkot, but the main thing is Karet, and that's why he makes the basic distinction, even though technically speaking, there might not be that distinction happening. Okay, tomorrow's stuff, which we're not going to learn together, gets into totally different things. We could learn about Metzora, and someone who's Mudar Hana'ai says, I won't get any Hana'ah from you, and things like that, which have to do with all these other aim bands.